Sometimes you just need a little help getting started. Hey, I'm Blake and this is your Tailgate Talk. So we really don't have a calving barn, but this is a kind of a lean-to on the side of one of our big barns. And this last year, I've kind of converted this into a calving stall, calving barn. And I actually kind of have some plans to build some stalls out in this in the near future. It may not happen in the next few months, but you know, it's probably going to happen. This past year has been a rough one weather-wise. If you've watched Tailgate Talks, you know we lost a calf in the ice storm, and it's just we've had some crazy weather. And so having a place out of the weather to be able to calve mama cows, you know, would kind of be an asset. But we also had a calf born to a first time heifer this past year, and she's a long legged mama. And so when she had this calf, she had a calf that was also super long legged. And he became known, of course, if you watch Tailgate Talks, you know my wife likes to name everything. Everything. And so he became affectionately known as Buddy. Well, because his legs were so long, he was what I've picked up on the fact that they referred to as a fawn calf, because his legs were long and curved and he had an arched back. Couldn't stand up when he was first born, and so he couldn't nurse. And so he was a bottle calf for about the first, I think, 2 weeks of his life. So we got scooped him up, brought him up here, and he was a bottle calf. And Lindley, my daughter, got to do a little bit of the bottle feeding. We fed him several times a day for the first couple weeks of his life to kind of get him up and going until we could put him back on his mom. And he's thriving now. He just needed a little bit of help getting started. Now, he's got a little bit of a curve in his back, and he'll never be exactly like all the rest of the calves. But I will tell you this, every time we come out here to check cows every day, anytime anybody comes out with us, you know, I tell them that's my pride and joy right there. Because all the rest of the calves, man, they were just born, nursed on their mama, went about their days, you know. Old Buddy, man, we had to fight for him, and he's my pride and joy. And he's a good-looking little bull calf, or steer now. But anyway, I'm proud of that guy. He just needed a little bit of help. He just needed a little bit of help getting up and going and on his way. Isn't that us? I mean, don't you have days where you just need a little help? As a matter of fact, I think if we would be honest, and that's sometimes the tricky part, if we would be honest, most of us need help most of the time. I think, like I said, the tricky part is being able to admit that we do. You see, old buddy didn't have a hard time admitting he needed help because he was hungry and he couldn't get to his mama. I think if we would admit that we need help, we would realize that the greatest thing for us is to submit ourselves to God and let Him help us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, really well-known passage of Scripture, it just tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart, to seek Him, to let Him guide our paths, to acknowledge Him in all our ways, and that He will make our paths straight. So what does that mean? It means that in every step we take, in the direction that we take in our lives, in the decisions that we make with our lives, to acknowledge Him, to trust Him, to admit to Him that we need help, to admit to Him that we need help in the direction of our lives and that we can't do it on our own. We just need a little help. And He'll make our path straight. You should have seen Buddy. Matter of fact, I think you probably are. The first few days were rough. But I'm going to tell you right now, he is running and bucking with the best of them now. Trust in the Lord, and He'll get you going. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to save you a seat right here. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate next time and have a chat. Until then, drink lots of fluids and stay cool. It is hot and it is dry. And I'm going to save you a seat right here. We'll see you next time. I love you. We'll see you next time on the tailgate.